Welcome back, folks. It's Monday, March 25th, 2024. Hope everybody had a good weekend. Now, today we have how our delegation voted on the federal spending package and plenty more. My name's Ike Morgan, and we're down in Alabama. During the wee hours Saturday morning, the U.S. Senate avoided a possible government shutdown when it passed a $1.2 trillion spending package. According to the Associated Press, the legislation passed 74-24, despite a number of proposed amendments that would have sent it back to the House of Representatives, where lawmakers there had left for a recess after they passed it. Now, most Republicans are less than pleased with the price tag, and the vote split GOP members, who either felt that this was the best they could get, or it represented a surrender to the Democrats. Now, according to the Congressional Record, only Democratic Representative Terry Sewell and Republican Senator Katie Britt, among Alabama's delegation, voted to pass the package. The man who was the executive director of the Alabama Sheriff's Association from 1975 until he retired in 2022 has passed away, reports AL.com's Carol Robinson. Bobby Timmons, who was from Montgomery, had served in the Alabama House of Representatives and a special assistant to former Jefferson County Sheriff Mel Bailey. He traveled with Governor George Wallace during his presidential campaign, and former Governor Don Siegelman appointed him to the position of law enforcement liaison to the governor. Bobby Timmons was 91 years old. Well, American Idol has made it through to its audition phase, and seven Alabama singers are headed to the next round in Hollywood, reports AL.com's Lawrence Specker. It's Hollywood, California, not Florida. Now, we've mentioned here 15-year-old Tristan Harper of McIntosh. Along the way, Dawson Slade of Moulton and Justice Murphy of Alabama State University also passed their auditions. And then on Sunday night, four more Alabama singers were added. Brant McCullough of Sampson, Taisha Lachey of Monroeville, and sisters JC and Mia Matthews of Center. AL.com's Dennis Pillion reports that an estimated 40 bald eagles descended into a Madison County field on Friday, about 15 miles from Lake Gunnersville. They were photographed by Pat Stewart. Now, Stewart said that the Flint River had flooded the field, and the eagles were there feeding on stranded fish. Now, y'all can check out some photos of this, something you don't see every day, over at the website. And keep an eye on the weather today. Rain and maybe some storms are possible coming into the state from the west this evening into tomorrow. It's that time of year. Well, thank y'all for listening. We're going to be back here tomorrow morning. Until then, y'all come on by and see us on the internet at al.com.